So now we're speaking of had burned down.
Yeah, and he caught the steps.
And they had a pair of cement steps.
Yeah.
Well, those steps would weigh at least a ton and a half. And this colored man came down from Cutler, Georgia. And I thought, well, how are you going to load those steps? But he's fixed. And he had a chain that went under the corner of those steps in four places, mm-hmm. the front and the back. Then he had another chain that hooked that chain in the center, and he had a big cable, and a colored man started pulling a tickle with his hand with a chain on it, mm-hmm. and it just picked up that step. Yeah, just lifted up those steps. And when he got it up as high as he wanted, all the world he done, that took his hand and pushed the steps around where they would go straight down the truck. And that boy started pulling on a chain, and that tickle that's rolling by doing carry the things up in the truck, set it down. Those steps would have weighed at least a ton and a half. And they're right up here on the back street at Mentally Chairs High. They carried them up and set them down.
With a block and tickle?
Yes, sir. What he handled vaults with. He was an undertaker, don't you see? He was a colored undertaker. And he'd been in that business for years, and sure. He can take one man good and out of life, boy. He can do anything.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, Mr. was glad to get Steph moved because he liked to keep that place moored.
He was glad to get
shut of it. Mm-hmm. And so there you go.
What I was going to say about, I was going to ask you about more about the houses and the buildings. For example, you always had a big building that you would store your corn in, that sort of thing, didn't you?
You didn't have such a big building. For instance, the places that we'd put corn would hold, say, 150 or 200 bushels of corn.
Mm-hmm.
And back when I was farming, I had places that I could put 1,000 bushels of corn away where I could feed my stock on it. And
in what?
In the cribs and places that I had to store corn with.
Okay.
In other words, I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I had 5 storage places of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had logs that are built in your barn,
mm-hmm.
that you could put, after we began to save hay, you store a lot of hay there. And then,
in other words, farmers now, in some places, they're getting where they'll take your whole crop and save it till they can get a better price for it, you know.
That's where they have these bins.
Yeah.
They have these bins.
Like a grain crop. Did you ever raise grain?
I raised grain for my own use.
Mm-hmm.
I never did raise any wheat to eat biscuit out of, I don't think. Might have raised just a little bit, but I planted rye, and I'd always have enough rye cut after I got in the cow business to plant all the grain that I wanted for years. In other words, I'd save, say, 300 bushels, maybe